Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, and thank you once again for tuning in. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something very personal. I sent out a note to everyone who has subscribed on my email list. If you haven't and you want to get daily updates, jump over to lauraco.com. There's a big spot you can drop your email. I promise not to abuse that privilege. But anyways, the people who are on that list, I intermittently send out, you know, information, books that I love, pieces that I've written. And I this time asked them a question. You know, what is the biggest fear that what is the biggest challenge that you're having in your life right now? And I was really surprised. The number one answer by far was fear. Fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, fear of getting started, fear of not finishing, fear of approvals, fear of every single sort. And it made me think, you know, here I am in a very personal moment. I'm starting my next project, and that next project is going to be my second book. And I hear you. I hear those voices from everyone who wrote back to me, and thank you for that. I'm facing those fears. And, you know, most of you have jobs. Most of you do things with your lives that are outside of this self-development, self-help. This is all that I do, right? Like, I write and blog and podcast and coach people on this concept all the time. And the idea might be that I'm at a point where those things don't get in my way, where that doesn't happen to me, that it shouldn't happen. And trust me, those voices came up. Why is this happening? This is what I do. Shouldn't I be above this, past this, on the other side of it? But that's why I wanted to talk to you today about this. I'm writing my book, and here it is, right? The fear of approval. Will people like this book? Do I have another book in me? Can I get this done? Will I have something important to say? Everything's been said already, and on and on and on it goes, right? And I procrastinated, and I held off on writing, and I questioned myself. But despite all of that happening, what's so cool is that the noise, the voice, the conversation in my head, it didn't have the impact. I didn't listen. I know that that's part of the game now. It's like an expectation that that voice comes and I'm ready to face, you know, this voice and look them right in the eye, not care, not think because I'm having a thought that it needs to mean something, that I let that thought ramble around in my head all day until I'm destroyed. Just notice it, let it go. Notice it, let it go. Notice it, let it go. And when that doesn't work, right, I capture the specific thought, the one that's really stressing me out, the one that's like coming up over and over. And I ask myself, do I believe this? Is this true? Do I have another way to look at this? Right? But it's not something that I feel ashamed of, that it's a secret and I feel bad about myself as a person. It's just thoughts. They're just like the leaves on a tree. They're just there and they're happening all the time because we're human. We're thinking beings. This is what it means to be alive. It doesn't mean that we're supposed to get to the other side and feel happy all the time. Feel like everything is in its place and where it should be, and I never have a bad thought. Thich Nhat Hanh talks about every step that you take to breathe, right? Each step, stop and notice and become present again. I don't know about you, but I don't have the discipline, tenacity of spirit to stop and breathe and think every time I take a step. I don't know that a Buddhist monk is in my future, but the point is the right point, right? Even if you're not doing it at maybe an Olympic level like he is, to notice those thoughts, to catch them, to not care, to let them have their space, to say it's okay that I'm thinking those thoughts, that they don't mean they're true. A thought is just a thought. It can just be like a breeze blowing through, leaving your mind as quickly as it came in. And so I find myself in this really vulnerable moment, writing another book, having all these thoughts come back up and, you know, having to let them go one after the next, after the next, after the next. I can't say it's easy. I can't say that I'm enjoying it, but I can say that I am getting to the other side of it quickly, effectively, and it's not becoming one in the same with who I am. It's not causing that destructive sense that there's really something wrong with me or that I shouldn't do this or I should follow a different path. Some days, I will admit, I start questioning, should I just get a job? What am I doing? Who does this? Who writes books? You could just go do something in a business again. Those are the thoughts that come up, but I don't follow them. And I don't let them waste days or weeks of my life anymore. So I just wanted to do a little bit of a personal podcast today in my own experience. After years of practice and study with this, you know, it gets a lot easier, but this isn't something to overcome and to get to the other side of. I feel like when I work with my clients, there's a shame that they even have these thoughts and that somehow we're supposed to be above this or, you know, better than this. I had a great yoga instructor, one of the best ones in Chicago, and he gave us this during my yoga teacher training program. He came in and talked for a night, and he's like, it's not about getting up and over life. It's about fully embracing and experiencing it in all of its shapes and forms. And sometimes it's not positive, but that's okay. Let those moments just come in and leave and don't take them, you know, to be one and the same with yourself, who you are, and let it have that destructive force. But the goal of yoga and meditation and mindfulness and all of these things is not to be above life, but it's to be more in it, to be present in it, even when it's not what you want and it doesn't make you happy. So that's what I practice, and that's what works for me, and that's what gets me to the other side so I can actually sit down, try to write the next page of this next book, which I'll tell you more about soon. So actually, I'm sitting at my desk today. It's a beautiful day in Chicago. The breeze is blowing. It's 75 degrees. I'm talking to you guys. I'm going to end this recording and try to write one page. I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you want to join that email list, again, jump over lauraco.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.